and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you joined us again this time, and we are continuing our study here in Luke chapter 3, the Gospel of Luke chapter 3. And let's begin here in verse number 1. Now the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Trachonitis, and Lysanias the tetrarch of Abilene, Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest, the word of God came unto John the son of Zacharias in the wilderness. And so here, Brother Luke, as he writes, and we, if you remember back in chapter 1, at the very beginning of the book, he's writing to Theophilus, and he's wanting to set things in order. Remember, Brother Luke is a physician, and so he's very methodical about details and such as that. That's an interesting thing about his gospel. So many details. He wanted to get the time exactly right. He tells us about the reign of Caesar. He tells us about the governors in all the different regions there in Palestine and the land of Israel. And he tells us about the high priests and who they are, when and what happened. The thing that happened was that John the Baptist, the word of the Lord comes unto him. It says here in verse number 3, and verse number 2, latter part, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And so John has been preparing again himself for 33 years and 6 months, if you will, and the word of the Lord comes to him, just like the word of the Lord had come to prophets many, many times before, many times as we see in the Old Testament prophets. The word of the Lord comes unto them. They are taken and used by the Lord. They must speak the word that the Lord has given them. And so it is at this time with John. Verse 3, and he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And so here we see John's preaching. John's preaching is to look towards the one that is coming, the one that is at hand. Repent of your sins and believe in him. Many understand this and think that it's a baptism for salvation. But there's plenty of scriptures that tell us that that's not the case. Works of men do not save, and baptism is indeed a work of men. Sinners are saved by faith, of repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is manifested and shown in many, in that they submit themselves to baptism ordained by our Lord to show forth what Christ has done at Calvary and in the believer. And so John's preaching that the baptism of repentance because of the remission of sins, for, because, synonymous terms, synonymous words, and in the Old English it's written that way, and we understand the meaning of it. Baptism does not wash away sins. Peter makes that clear. But the Lord Jesus Christ's blood, his blood, indeed washes away sins, and baptism is a mean by which we can say and testify to the world that we identify with Christ, having died, being buried, and risen from the dead. So are we dead to self and to sin and to the world in the old way, and are alive unto our Lord Jesus Christ. And so John is preaching this. He has this baptism. He's ordained by God to administer to those that come forth. Verse 4, fulfilling of prophecy. As it is written in the book of the words of Esaias, the prophet saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And so Isaiah prophesied about John, and as the Lord has prophesied, so it will come to pass. John is at hand, doing these things, preparing the way for our Lord Jesus Christ. It goes on to say here in that Old Testament passage that's being referenced, every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. There's going to be an upsetting. There's going to be a clarity. There's going to be an ease and coming of the truth. There's going to be a great tumult at hand. You think about valleys being filled and mountains being brought low. It's a great tumult, and that's what's going with our Lord Jesus. He says, oh, I've come and I've kindled a fire. I've kindled a fire indeed, and it is at hand. Our Lord Jesus Christ is coming. He's coming as a man, as has been prophesied, and John is sent ahead of him. Then said he, verse 7, that is John the Baptist, to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. So he gets in, Luke writes here about John's message. And there are those, it tells us in the other Gospels, the Pharisees that come, the Sadducees, the religious leadership of the day, they come to John's baptism to be baptized of him. And John declares to them plainly, who has warned you to flee the wrath of God that is to come? That's what John's been preaching. That's what John has been preaching. And we're going to see that here in the coming verses. John has been preaching that there is a judgment that all will be subject to. The saved will have a judgment, but this judgment that he warns about is the judgment of the damned and those that are without Christ, those that have not repented of their sins before God, those that have not received and believed in and on the Lord Jesus Christ as their only hope, as their only Savior. They will be destroyed. And so he says to them, when have you heard the message? When have you heard the warning about the coming destruction? When have you heard, fellas? You haven't heard. You haven't been here. You haven't heard the preaching. See, these religious, this crowd that's at hand are just coming down just to follow what's in vogue. John's baptism is very popular. And so they want to come down and say that they have it too. But they don't understand the purpose of it. They don't understand the meaning of it. See, listen, if salvation is by baptism, why didn't John say, hey, come on, fellas, come on down here. I know you're wicked and sinful and deceived in your false religion and what you've taken the word of God and twisted and turned it, but come on down here into the water and I'll set you straight. John didn't say that, did he? John didn't declare that at all. But John said, rather, you have not repented. You have not heard the warning of the wrath of God to come. You have not heard. Therefore, you're not qualified. He says, bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance in verse number 8. Bring some fruit that shows that you have repented, that you know you're guilty, and you know that before God you stand and before him alone, and in and of yourself you stand condemned. But you look to Christ, who I preach, for salvation, for deliverance, for help, for forgiveness of sins, for the granting of everlasting life. He says, don't say in your heart, don't say within yourselves, well, we're related to Abraham. We've got it made. Abraham received the promises and we're his children. Everything's good. We've got it all. He says, say not, and within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. God is able of these rocks right here down by Jordan where John is baptizing. God is able of these rocks right here to raise up from them children unto Abraham. He said, don't claim Abraham. See, it tells us in the scriptures that Abraham believed God. But these have not heard the message, and these have not believed the message. Verse 9, "And now also the axe is laid under the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit, is hewn down and cast into the fire." John says it's about fruit. Fruits worthy of repentance. Fruits that match a repentant heart. Fruits that show a thankful heart. Fruits that don't claim a work of salvation by self, but fruits that show the work of salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ, by God Almighty, His deliverance. He says, those that do not bear forth good fruit are going to be hewn down and cast into the fire. And the people ask him, verse number 10, saying, "What shall we do then? What shall we do?" He answered and saith unto them, "He that hath two coats, let him impart to him that hath none. And he that hath meat, let him do likewise." He says, take what you have and share it with those that are in need. Take what you have and provide it to others that have need. Then came also, verse 12, the publicans to be baptized and said unto him, "Master, what shall we do?" And see what it is, that they're not asking what they can do to be saved, but they've been baptized of John. And they said, "How can we serve him? How can we serve our Lord?" And he said unto them, "Exact no more than that which is appointed you." John didn't tell him, quit your job, get out of that tax collecting business. He didn't tell him that, did he? He said, do your job fair, honestly, and right before God Almighty. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him. Now, are these Jewish soldiers or are these Romans? Could well be Romans. Could be Roman soldiers that have heard the preaching. The Romans would be very interested in any large gathering. They would be there at the very least doing reconnaissance to find out what's going on with great large gatherings, flocks of people going from Jerusalem in the countryside out to hear a man preach in the wilderness. They have dealt with such before, insurrectionists. And so they're going to be looking at that. And you know what? It could have well been that there were Roman soldiers, Gentiles even, that heard the preaching of John. The soldiers said unto him, likewise demanded of him, verse 14, saying, "And what shall we do?" And he said unto them, do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. What's he say? He didn't say quit being a soldier. He says, do it well. As the scriptures tells us, in a word, he says, do it heartily as unto the Lord. Don't be abusive of your power. Don't bear false witness and accuse men falsely. And the pay that you've got, don't be a thief. Don't be a thief robbing from the people, but you be content with what the Lord has given you. Well, see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.